Biden caps off San Diego visit expressing optimism for Democrats in election. Carlsbad, California President Joe Biden wrapped up a 19-hour visit to the San Diego area November 4th by speaking at a technology company that he said will benefit from passage of the CHIPS and Science Act and from having more chips being produced in America. The Creating Helpful Incentives to Produce Semiconductors and Science Act of 2022 provides funds to support the domestic production of semiconductors and authorizes various programs and activities of the federal science agencies. It was approved by a 243-187 vote in the House and a 64-33 vote in the Senate. During his speech at the Viasat tech firm in Carlsbad, Biden said, "America stopped investing in America, prompting the need for the CHIPS Act. It has in a big way turned things around," he said. "But it's not state planning," he added. He instead described it as a way to encourage private companies to invest in American industries. Following his midday speech, Biden headed back to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar for a flight to Chicago, where he is scheduled to take part in a political reception. At the airport, Biden greeted military families and expressed confidence in his party's chances on Election Day, November 8. "We're going to win this time around," he said, predicting Democrats would win a seat in the Senate and maintain control of the House. Republicans blasted the president's visit, calling it political theater that would backfire on Democrats. President Biden is in town touting his supposed accomplishments and rallying for, but what have Democrats done for Californians? They've raised prices on everything from gas to groceries, turned a blind eye to rising crime, and sat idly by while the homelessness crisis spiraled out of control, Hallie Balch, the Republican National Committee's California and Nevada Director of Communications, told City News Service. "Democrats have tarnished the Golden State, and a fly-in from the failed president will only motivate Californians to vote Republican on," she said. On November 3, Biden arrived at MCOS Miramar at 6:04 p.m. aboard Air Force One from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where he spoke about student debt relief and participated in a Democratic Party rally. Biden exited the plane at 6:19 p.m., first shook hands with Governor Gavin Newsom, then with the rest of the welcoming delegation, which also included San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria, Levin, and Representative Scott Peters. Biden arrived at MiraCosta College in Oceanside around 7:10 p.m. and spoke for about 45 minutes in an attempt to boost Levin's re-election campaign. Biden cited various bills passed during his presidency, including the American Rescue Plan, Inflation Reduction Act, the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which included enhancing certain restrictions and penalties on firearms purchases, and Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, and focused on such issues as medical care, climate change, and attempts to revitalize American manufacturing. In response to audience members holding up free Iran signs on their cell phones, Biden said, "Don't worry. We're gonna free Iran. They're gonna free themselves pretty soon." Biden also discussed the mental health challenges of veterans, telling the crowd of more than 1,000 at the college's basketball gym his administration is working on that with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Levin preceded Biden in speaking, drawing his biggest applause for saying people don't want a second term for former President Donald Trump and that Congress should codify a woman's right to choose. Levin is facing Republican Brian Marriott, a former San Juan Capistrano mayor, in the November 8 election in a bid for a third term representing the 49th Congressional District, which straddles North San Diego and South Orange counties.